history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm going very well now. Right, this is something I watch all the time, and I never know why it's called what it's called.
Ooh.
Soap operas. I know okay. It's not on top of everyone's list. There's lots of things going on in the world, but let's just stop thinking about all that. Think about this.
Have a little pause. Have a little pause from the general chaos of the outside.
Right, now, why are they called that? The term originated from radio dramas. The first program generally considered to be a soap opera is Painted Dreams in 1930.
Wow. Where's that from? Is that a UK?
No, it comes from Chicago. Oh, radio cool. Station WGN. And revolved around an Irish-American household during the Depression era.
Oh, sounds funny or maybe bleak, I'm not sure.
The lead character was widowed mother Moynihan, a kindly, philosophical, always protagonist, coping with the realities of the Depression era. Her single goal in life was to ensure the ultimate happiness of her grown children.
Aww. Nice.
What a nice lady. Or she could have been, I don't know. Anyway, it was on 6 days a week. Nothing like this had ever happened before.
Right.
You know, it's like a non-stop play, really. And its success, loads more series followed. And as these played during the day, the major sponsors were soap manufacturers. Because this is like nearly 100 years ago, so they thought like women didn't work, ladies didn't work, because they were at home doing housework. And then after a while, there were so many sponsors of soap manufacturers, the media started calling them soap operas.
That's so interesting. I mean, that makes total sense, but I would have never thought about that.
Why opera?
That's a good question. If anyone knows why opera, text that in, 5395.
I couldn't find out, but then I thought they could have come up with other alternatives. I'll come up with one. Life bubble.
Life bubble. That feels like very 2020, I have to say. We're all
opera
in our own life bubble.
Was a play. That's usually what it was. Yeah, with singing.
Oh.
So I guess like...
Maybe it's just that.
If they hadn't seen this before, maybe they were just okay.
Maybe it's just a more common word.
Yeah.
Than
like theatre or...
If anybody can think of... Because obviously you've got to have soap, something soap related in it as well. That's
life
why I come
bubble.
Up with Life Bubble, because it's about life.
Yeah.
Soap operas.
The thing I always find amazing about soap operas, it's why I love the Emmerdale review that you do on Saturdays, just shout outs to your other show that you do as well, because there is so much happens in a week because they have to have plots all the time to go.
I was actually thinking about this the other day. A lot of people, somebody acting is just so good, and because they're in soap operas, they don't get the big ups that the actors that they should do, I think.
It is hard mahi
there
being
was a
in
lot
a soap
of,
opera.
Lot of what I call face acting going on last week on Emmerdale, you know, the old face pulling and all that. Just like, you don't have to say anything, just by your face acting, you can portray stuff.
Exactly.
So that's that. Right. Now, I've got something else here. Just when you thought voting was over, oh, God, I wish it was. Oh, no. Monday, it started for the New Zealand Bird of the Year.
Hello. My favourite time of the year.
Now, I'll tell you how I know this. I actually read about this in The Guardian, just like I put it out there that I'm, you know, quite sophisticated.
An intellectual.
Guardian. And people in, like, over the whole world are starting to embrace this now, because I think everybody's so annoyed with it, with all the voting and what's going on. You can check it out. It's www.birdoftheyear.org.com, and then all the birds come up. You can vote for five.
I genuinely anticipate Bird of the Year. I feel very strongly about Bird of the Year. I think I'm going to back the Tarapuka, which is the black-beaked gull that has decided to roost in a building that's still munted from the earthquakes down in Christchurch. They're very rare. They're like not a seagull. They are like a river gull. And they've just taken over this.
Are they the white-eyed? No, the black-eyed ones.
Yeah, they've got black eyes and they have a little black beak.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw them, because when you go on the website, you can see all the photos of them. They give you a little thing about it.
They're very cute.
I'm going to tell you what my five are.
Okay,
because,
you go.
Because a lot of people haven't told people what they were voting for before, and that didn't end up well. So here we go. Gannet, the banded dotterel.
I love the dotterel.
Godwit, gotta have the Godwit.
Love the Godwit. Yeah,
gotta have the Godwit after the story last week.
Blue Duck.
Nice.
And the Kia. And
oh, I love the Kia.
I'll tell you what's saying that's actually in there. They got the barn owl is in there.
Oh, really?
I don't understand that.
Is it an indigenous owl?
No, it's not.
No. Oh, okay.
Maybe because it looks like something out of Harry Potter. I don't know. But
what one last year? I can't remember.
Oh,
it was the hoi ho, the little penguin.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, but you can make a donation as well if you go on there if you want.
Oh, that's
if you can.
Cool. Yeah.
But it's really nice.
Support New Zealand Forest
and
Bird.
But let's vote for this, you know, and just
Hard
forget
out.
About everything else.
I would like to know people's Bird of the Year hot reckons and why as well, why you will be voting for that bird. I would like you to make a case for it if you can.
Yeah.
5395. We've also got some suggestions for other soap opera names here.
Oh, yeah, come on then.
Someone's gone with Suds Series, which I quite like.
Oh, yeah.
Suds Series.
Yeah, that's good.
Very good, that
good.
One.
Good.
So that's your top five birds. I'm definitely going for the Tarapuka this year.
Yeah. It's quite cool how you can see it says whether they're doing okay or
yeah, no, that's
trouble.
What I, it's well worth just looking at this site, really.
Have you got any favourites, Tess?
Oh, I'm struggling. I'm looking through them all now. They're
but
all
Gannet, see, Gannet to me has got a bad connotation because I just think someone that does a lot of eats a lot is a gannet, but they're beautiful looking birds.
They
but
are amazing.
Wasn't that in your vote?
That is in my vote.
Oh, yeah, right. Cool.
I've seen them when they do that, you know, when they do what they call it a boil up, when they dive into the bait fish, you go, and it's just
it
amazing.
Is really cool to watch, hey? I always feel like Kias, I'm a bit scared of Kias because they'll come for you.
Yeah.
They'll come for your wiper blades, they'll come for the
first time
rubber
I saw
on your
them
car.
Was
top
Foxy,
of the hierarchy.
Was Fox's Glacier. Me and my mate sat in the car and we watched them just rip off everything, geezers, like windscreen wipers, and I just couldn't stop laughing.
It is pretty funny. It's funny until it happens to you.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
I feel for enough. The ones like the wicker and the brown kiwi, they can't fly.
Yeah,
so you know,
it's a hard life.
It is a hard life.
Wow.
I have not got fond memories of wickers, though, because I remember being a kid and a wicker had done a big poo in my shoe. And I did not know that, and I put my shoe on.
Are you sure it was that, or was they, could it have been something else, and that's what they told you it was?
Oh, God, I hope. I hope it was a wicker now. I've got someone here saying, kia kaha te ruru. Someone's going for the ruru, the little New Zealand owl, which is a very cute
very
owl.
Very cute, yes.
Makes a good noise as well, proper little owl sound.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, so, yeah, we're going to look. So, you know, I thought put that in. Right. We'll do the old...
Oh, yep, all right, hang on.
I have a poem now.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, this is... I'm sticking with the soap opera thing here, and
nice.
I've written this poem called I Want to Be a Dingle. I want to be a dingle, just love the dingle way. It's all about the family, a slapdash as it is, with dodgy deals and unspeakable acts. It's all about the dingle code, love, honour and hopefully cash, which is put in the family teapot. I want to be a dingle, just love the dingle names like Ebenezer, Jebediah, Zachariah, Obadiah, Methuselah, Shadrach and Cain. I want to be a dingle, I think about it every day. I've even checked my DNA. I think I've got a lot I can add. I'm not bad, well, not bad. It might be possible that Zachariah is my dad. I want to be a dingle and be part of the crowd where DNA never stands for dingles not allowed. Thank you.
Hey, snaps for that. Just for context, for anybody who doesn't know, who are the Dingles?
The Dingles are my favourite family on Emmerdale Farm. Or Emmerdale, sorry, should I say. I know I'm sad, but I don't care.
I appreciate that a lot. We love the Dingles here at BFM.
Yes.
Thank you very much,
That's
Rob.
Okay.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
All right, you've picked us a song. What have you?